Finally today, how about a little Ethiopian music in honor of President Obama's visit to Ethiopia this weekend? That singer-songwriter Makleet Hadero, she came from Ethiopia to the U.S., Iowa to be exact, when she was just 2 years old. She spoke to me earlier from San Francisco, where she lives now.
We left in the early 80s when the country was still feeling the aftermath of the 1974 revolution. And it was a time of political turmoil and a lot of violence. And my dad had a college professor in Iowa, and we pretty much didn't know anyone else in the country. And he said, come on out and live with us. So we went out there and were there for 4 years and then hopped on over to Brooklyn, where I did most of my childhood growing up.
So how long was it before you went back to Ethiopia? And I wonder what preconceived notions you had of what the country would be like.
Well, I didn't go back to Ethiopia until I was 21, and I went on a trip. It was just me and my mom. And I think that I wouldn't call it preconceived notions so much, but what I would call it was the filter of my parents' lives and experiences. There was this moment with my mother, and the two of us were having this conversation with one of my cousins. And up until that moment, my mother had always talked about Ethiopia as back home. You know, growing up, when she would want to refer to Ethiopia, she almost never would say its name. She would say back home. But then in that moment, she was telling a story and spoke about the United States as back home. And she caught herself.
Wow.
And it was like this moment of stopping. And what I realized then is that a home is always in flux.
What do you think of President Obama's visit to one of your home countries? Have you had any conversations among friends in Ethiopia or Ethiopian Americans about him going there?
So I think there are some pretty mixed feelings about Obama's visit to Ethiopia. I mean, it's the first time a sitting president has gone to Ethiopia. It's the first time a sitting president is talking to the African Union, which is kind of crazy. There are a lot of mixed feelings, but I think at the heart, people are just hoping that he talks about more than investment. People are hoping that he talks about human rights and governance. And for me, I think President Obama is in this very interesting place because he's sort of full of surprises these days. You know, there's the Iran nuclear deal, there's opening relations with Cuba. He's talking about race and racism in a totally different way. He's talking about prison reform. I think for me, I don't know what will come from this trip. I think Obama has a lot of space to surprise us.
In times I never had enough, a hole in what I needed.
Ethiopian American singer Makleet Hadero. She spoke to us from San Francisco. You can read and hear a lot more from her at PRI.org. The World's theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Aaron Schachter. Marco Werman is back on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend.